Musicians here in the Pacific Northwest are getting more creative with their protest messages. KUOW's David Hyde has more.
Portland-based musician Kyle Kraft's protest song, Before the Wall, was inspired by this promise.
We will build a great wall along the southern border.
If the wall, it goes up, and the country comes down, and it's
just one big question. What does that wall that's being talked about getting built, what does that represent? You know, what does that represent to not only the people inside of it, but outside of it? I think that's what Trump's message was just like, we don't need anybody else but us.
Most of Kraft's other songs sound a lot more like David Bowie than Woody Guthrie, and in the past, he's tackled more of the personal than the overtly political. But Kraft says things feel different right now.
This moment is so, it's a cloud, you know, it's hanging over you in the same way that these love experiences and romance experiences sort of hung over my life like a cloud. It feels silly to even have personal problems like that right now.
Other Northwest artists are feeling the same push and pull, like the Seattle band Wimps.
Typically, the songs are just about like whatever happened in one of our days. So it's a lot of daily life stuff, oversleeping or feeling anxious about work, being at a show and realizing you're the oldest person there, like that kind of thing.
Rachel Ratner's the band's lead singer.
Before this election, when I was writing songs about day-to-day minutia, it was about not wanting to go to work today. And now larger things are taking up my mind, so those minutia aren't as important to me as like the larger issues that are faced in the world. How I'm going to translate that into song is still being figured out.
Ratner says a lot of Seattle bands are feeling the same political mood right now, and it's not just about the music.
How to make sure immigrants are supported, women are supported, Planned Parenthood and abortion rights are supported. So there's been a lot more benefits I've noticed bands doing. A lot of that kind of like community activism.
Seattle music critic Charles R. Cross says political moments like this one tend to usher in big cultural changes, particularly when you look at the history of popular music.
Having a conservative right-wing government, in my opinion, my own political take, is bad for virtually everything other than old rich white guys. But it seems to be good for music.
And, Cross says,
there is almost an absolute direct correlation that every great rock and roll song was written during a right-wing administration.
Seattle feminist punk band Taco Cat have always been political, but lead singer Emily Noakes agrees that this moment is different.
We've had some really angry songs before, but I kind of tend to skew towards humor in writing, and now I am finding it a little hard to even do that. I don't feel funny about any of this right now. Like, I just feel like pissed off. Like, I want to write an album full of like shrieking harpy noises.
And Noakes says when it comes to the Northwest music scene, a change is going to come.
A lot more people are feeling mobilized and feeling like they need to do something about it. Like, it's certainly in my community where people are just like, what do we need to do?
In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.